All right. Catherine Beaumont supplied the voice for which two of the following Disney animated heroines? Alice, Cinderella, Princess Aurora, or Wendy? So two voices.
Catherine Beaumont. Uh-huh. She was two of them.
Yep.
Wendy and Alice are the same.
That is right. Alice from Alice in Wonderland and Wendy from Peter Pan.
Lady Tremaine is the evil stepmother to what character?
Cinderella.
Okay.
What was unique about the special award Walt Disney received for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs at the 1939 Academy Awards?
It won Best Picture, and he got a full-size Oscar and then seven little ones to go with the dwarfs.
Yep, it consisted of one representing the Seven Dwarfs. That's perfect.
Yay! On what Fantasyland attraction at Disneyland do guests cruise past miniature versions of homes of Walt Disney's most beloved animated characters?
This is actually one of our favorite rides, mine and Derek's favorite rides. It is Storybook Land.
Yeah!
Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kiko. And we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say, okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kiko. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Hey, Kikau. We are here today, and we're going to talk about your most recent trip.
That's right. Derek and myself went into Disneyland. Actually, here's what was so fun, is that we started at the Disneyland Hotel at the world-famous and secret location called Trader Sam's. It's a bar and lounge area, and it was so much fun.
I have not been there yet. I'm dying to go. I cannot believe I've not been to Trader Sam's. It's people's favorite.
Yeah. It's interesting because I...
No, it's a little... sorry to cut you off. No, but it's a little... It's outside the park, so it's a little off the beaten path, if you will. So tell us where it's at first.
Sure. So it's sort of in the middle of the towers at Disneyland Hotel. There's the Fantasyland Towers. There's Adventure Towers. Fantasy Adventure. And in the middle of it, there is a pool area, and there is a little outdoor restaurant kind of thing. And then you turn the corner, and it's sort of in the back. It's like, it says Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar. And they have Tiki Bar, and it has these two doors. And it actually feels like you're going where you shouldn't be going. And maybe that's part of the whole idea of it. It does not say... there's definitely an awning. It's the Tiki Bar. But it doesn't say, like, enter here. Or it's not like see-through doors. You're literally opening these wide doors. And it opens up right to the actual bar. So you're... It definitely feels, like, fun and mysterious. And when you walk in, you could see the decor, which is very tiki. It's similar to the Tiki Room in that you see the Birds of Paradise and you see sort of an outdoor area on the inside, like a fake outdoor area.
Okay.
Which
yes.
sort of reveals itself a little bit later.
Do they have birds that talk? There, is Jose there?
Jose,
hello, Jose. Time to wake up.
Not there. Jose is not there. And it's definitely an adult place, so maybe they just didn't want it to feel like, you know, for the under 21s.
Because they serve alcohol.
They do serve alcohol and have food as well.
What did you get?
So first, we wanted to start with a drink. It was, you know, about 1:30. And it's a pretty small location, so we thankfully were able to find spots at the bar. Like, there are some outer seats, and then there's some seats right at the bar. And it's just relatively small. It's like... a third of the size of Carthay Circle restaurant. Like, it's just tiny. It's a tiny little place. And they give you a menu, and it has a bunch of appetizers, which I will talk about in a second. But the drinks we decided on to go with first are something called the Lost Safari, which is a dark and spiced rum, tropical juices, Falernum, and Sam's Gorilla Grog. That's Lost Safari. That's what I had. And then Derek had the Tiki 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 rum, which is reserve rum, cream of coconut, and pineapple with orange juices dusted with cinnamon and nutmeg. Both were fantastic. Wow. Mine was like exactly what I wanted, sort of like a tropical drink. And Derek's was like good, but it was a little heavy. It was as if you were going to take like a White Russian or like a what's something heavy? Like an eggnog. It was like an eggnog. But it was like the tropical version because it was the cream of coconut. It was pretty good.
I think I would like that.
Yeah. We also ordered food. This is a snack. We got the ahi poke, which is sushi grade ahi, avocado, wasabi, aioli. Oh, sriracha aioli and wonton chips. And they were so good. Like, that combination was so good and the food was so good. When you order certain drinks there, certain events happen, and that's just part of the enchanted, what's what makes it enchanted. And the drinks we ordered did not have things that happened, but other people were ordering things that things were happening to.
And so, and then it's not like listed, right? It's that's not just, listed. Just if you happen to order it, they're like,
this is the thing they do. And the inside scoop is that no matter how many times you order that drink, they do it. So there's certain things like that they just are contractually obligated to do.
I love it.
Yeah, and I won't sort of go through them because it's part of the fun of doing it. But so with those particular drinks, they did not happen. We got another set of drinks, and this was actually our favorite. It's called Shipwreck on the Rocks.
Okay.
Shipwreck on the Rocks, and it is bourbon with freshly muddled lemon and mint with organic agave nectar served in a souvenir tiki mug. And so here's the inside scoop, is we said, do we have to get the tiki mug? At that point, we didn't have backpacks, and I was just like, I don't want to carry the mug around. Like, if you're going to give it to me, I'll take it, and we'll figure it out. But if not, is
it
a
cheap
option?
Can I just get it, and I'll clap?
And it was the difference between $12 and $22. Like, it was like, you don't have to do it. You don't have
You don't have to get the mug.
You don't have to get the
mug. And it's cheaper.
And it's cheaper. So, inside scoop, if you don't want the mug. We were talking about how when we do go back, and I did say when and not if, when we do go back, that there are actually really cute souvenir mugs, like, in the beginning of a collection of, like, a tiki mug thing. Like, it was kind of like, we kind of have to, like, I want that one and I want that one. And I'm pretty sure it's the only place you can get these particular mugs. I know.
Here goes our kitchen. It's going to be all tiki.
Tiki. It's going to be all tiki.
Tiki, tiki.
But the actual drink was so good. Like, it was like, this is the equivalent to the Manhattan that we love at Carthay Circle. It was like, we sort of found the drink. For one, I'm not really into, like, rum drinks, and I think that's why the first one was great, and it was definitely, like, tropical.
Just not your thing.
Just not my thing, but that's Shipwreck on the Rocks.
Shipwreck on the Rocks.
A very good adult beverage, and something happens with that. Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait to go.
It's so fun. It's pretty small. The location's small. The food is good. We saw people ordering some of the other the other things. The Hawaiian burger. We saw the some of the other appetizers, and they all looked really good. Like,
and
I
you
was
didn't
like,
eat. No food. You just drank.
No, we got the ahi poke.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We saw people order the shrimp tacos. We saw the Angus quarter pound Hawaiian burger. We saw what I want to try the next time I'm there, the Kahlua style pork flatbread, which looks really good. And there's also a Big Island flatbread. Like, all of these items were sort of swirling around us as we were standing there. And if you wanted, you could do the poo-poo platter, which is like a bunch of different things. The sweet and spicy Asian wings, the Portuguese sausage bites, the Chinese long beans, the tropical slaw, and sriracha aioli. So it's like, there's tons of options for tons of different people.
This sounds incredible. I have to go try this. And really, I've never seen a bad thing written about
Yeah, it's Trader awesome. Sam's.
Everyone loves it, and we've got to try it.
There is sort of a connected pool, like, to it. And oh, so
this is what I was going to ask, because if you have that drink, I want to be by a pool.
Yeah, you can take, you go to the pool? You can take your drink outside. There's a little outdoor area. But then there's also, like, what, as we were standing there, a gentleman came in who was shirtless, and I thought he was, like, part of the thing at first. And then I was like, oh, he's just, like, at the pool coming in to get a drink. Wow. And then going back out. So, no shoes, no shirt, yes service. I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they sort of honor the...
I'm sure that's frowned upon.
No, I think it's actually, like part of the vibe.
Just, yeah, with tiki. Like,
it's a tiki bar. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the impression I got. They did not kick him out, and it was... It's just casual. And I think... Like, for me, I just appreciated the casualness of it. Like, I am a tank top and shorts kind of person, and I always feel a little out of place in Carthay Circle, no matter what I'm wearing. And so there's something kind of nice about being like, oh, right, this is just like a bar.
You would equate it to, like, Carthay Circle? Like,
well, I was comparing it to it.
You enjoyed it as the experience as much as going.
Yeah, like, I think it's worth... Going right toward the Disneyland Hotel and or starting at the Disneyland Hotel versus going left or inside the park. I just think it's another great option, like equivalent option. And we got on the monorail, which is right there. Monorail, which is, like, as we've spoken about in the past episode, right next to the
Disneyland Hotel, and then you go right into Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, right into Tomorrowland.
Let's do it. Let's meet. We should do, like, a meetup there.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, we'll figure it out and we'll plan a meetup.
It'll be like a limited sign up only. I mean, it's a small
Main Street place. And Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond meetup at the Sam's.
Trader Sam's.
Trader Sam's.
I love it. I love it. And I can't wait to try it. And I love the fact that you started your day with day drinking.
We did fantastic. We did leave. We got there fairly late because we knew we wanted to stay for some of the late night.
Right, you didn't get there till like in the afternoon. Yeah, right? It wasn't like you're there at 9 o'clock in the morning.
But it was definitely a choice. It was like we are going to Trader Sam's first.
That's great.
I just didn't want to have a day in the park and then sort of like make my way out. There was something about let's start there, really experience it. Yeah, and then basically get sober enough throughout the day to be able to. Live our lives.
So once you got into the park, what else did you do?
Well, we did some of the classics. We actually started with the first thing we did was Splash Mountain, and it was a really hot day. And we actually, for the first time, did a single rider line. I'd never done that, which is...
Yes, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's right in the exit of the Splash Mountain. So if you go wrap around where you enter the ride and sort of across from the Winnie the Pooh area, there's a little line and it was out as far as you could see. And the exciting thing was the line was advertised as being 85 minutes. The actual line was being 85 minutes. So we were just like, you know what? Anything's going to be better than this. And
so, wait, I'm sorry. The actual line to ride the ride, like normal, I'm just walking up, normal line, 85 minutes. You get in the single rider line by the exit, and how long of a wait?
Well, it was, it ended up being exactly 35 minutes to wait for it. So that's that. It was said that it was going to be a little bit longer than that. So 35 was what it ended up being. You basically get escorted in because you go past the photo area, you go inside the exit, and then you go up these little stairs that wrap around.
Yeah.
If you're just regular in the ride, you can't really imagine it, but there is in fact a single rider line always.
I had no idea that there was a single rider line. That is so funny.
And we met some nice people from Canada who actually lost their tickets. They left their tickets at home. And what was so exciting to hear was that Disney honored their tickets. And it was because somebody took a picture of them and they were able to sort of log in and figure out that those tickets were in fact real. And Disney honored the tickets, which I thought was kind of a cool thing. Nice. It was their first time at Disneyland. And so it was so exciting. They were talking in line about like how nervous they were. It was a middle-aged woman and her son. And the son was talking about how nervous he was about getting on Haunted Mansion. And we were assuring him that it was not as scary.
Oh, because he thought it was scary?
Yeah, like, you know, it's just what that is. I was like, you're good. And then they were asking for some recommendations of like rides. And it was just sort of fun.
Oh my God, they could not have met better people.
I know. They were like,
I've got this.
Yeah, they knew it too. They were like, is this what we should do? Should we be in this single rider line? Like, is this the right thing?
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know. We hadn't done it. So we said, you know, we sort of were comrades at that moment. Like, let's find out. Let's see if this is a good idea. And it was fun. It was a nice, like, nice group. And then even the gentleman behind us started getting into the conversation. And so it was a nice single rider experience. 35 minutes was definitely better than 85. And we met some nice people on the way. A cast member named Kyle, who was very sweet and wanted to chat with us too. It was sort of a nice little group.
Hey Kyle.
And we actually saw him later on as one of the park operators. So as our log went past him, we sort of waved like, Kyle, which was great. And Derek and I ended up riding the ride together. Like, so by meeting the people around us, actually, it was really funny. It was going to be me and the mother of the son. And I basically, because the son had already been given a slot, and I basically grabbed him by his shoulders and pushed him into my slot to go in the front.
So he
could ride with his mother. So it was like this really interesting thing. After meeting them all, I was like, go, kid, go. Like, take my slot, I'm taking your slot. And then the man who was behind us was assigned to be with me, and then switched out for Derek. Like, it was just one of those, like, all sort of happened, and we all got to ride with who we wanted to ride with, and it was
Disney
nice.
Disney teamwork. That's what that was.
Definitely was. I was like, run! Like, keep going. And then she actually looked back at me and sort of gave me thumbs ups, like, thank you, because, like, the son was young. Like, it was like, it's fine, you know, single rider, we could do it, but... And they got to have that experience together for the first time. Like, we got to go on Splash Mountain. Don't stop crying.
You're gonna make me start crying. That's so funny. Well, you know, when you give magic, you get magic,
yeah,
right?
It was a sweet little moment.
That is wonderful.
While we waited in line, though, we're gonna get to cast member of the day.
Cast member of the day.
Now, some would think that I'm about to say that the cast member of the day is Kyle, who was awesome. Like, A+.
Like, runner-up?
Perhaps a runner-up.
Yeah, honorable mention.
Honorable mention. But the cast member of the day for me was, I actually got out of the single rider line for just a minute to go into the little store. Because I wanted a snack. I was like, I'm going to go and get a snack. And this is the location that I normally get the white chocolate raspberry cookie. And I was like, I'm going to get us a snack. This will be so fun. Like, this is going to be a long line anyways. We deserve a snack. Plus, I think at that point I was a little drunk. So it was like perfect. It was like, out of my way. I want to get a snack.
Tiki.
That's all I need. Trader Sam's.
Tiki.
So I go into that little dessert area that I love. The Winnie the Pooh.
By the Pooh Corner.
And I get into the dessert line. There's a family of blonde people. And I bring that up because they were sort of had this little accent, and I wasn't really sure where they were from, but they were definitely from somewhere. And the person who was helping us, the cast member who was helping us, whose name was Caitlin, was the most like magical cast member I've maybe ever seen. Like, especially ones that work in like the merchandising.
Uh-huh.
She was just treating every single customer with like just so much love and excitement, and I was like, this is a lot. And basically, with the family, she could tell that they were from somewhere, and so she says, now, where are you from? You know, she sort of had this, with Princess Press, where are you from? And they said, Norway. And then, so she just took the biggest inhale and she was like, does that mean you're from Arendelle? Like, like, it was like this crazy thing. And I just want to say this. The people in front of me were adults. There were actually no children around me or near me.
Okay.
Are you from Arendelle? And then she sort of goes into like, well, you just, you know, you have to say hello to Anna and Elsa for me. Like, and I was just like, at first they were a little taken aback with her energy, but then they started playing along and they were like, oh, of course, we'll let her know. Like,
that's so sweet.
Yeah, like, we'll let Olaf know. Like, they just were totally, eventually got into it. So then when I stepped up, I was thinking about doing the white chocolate raspberry. I switched, changed my mind to the chocolate chip, and I was like, you know what? I want a chocolate chip cookie. And she took an equivalent inhale. And she was like, how do you feel about white chocolate? And I was like, I actually love white chocolate. Like, that's totally it. And she recommended to me the white chocolate chocolate chip.
Okay.
White chocolate chip cookie, which, of course, are those thick, amazing cookies. She was like, it's fluffier, it's lighter, it has, like, more of a little a sweet surprise to it, is what she said. And
so she sold you on this cookie.
She sold me on the cookie. And I was like, that's it. I am absolutely agreeing to the cookie. I'll take it. I'm buying whatever she was selling, really, at that point.
She's so magical.
Because she was so magical and so sweet.
Caitlin.
Definitely, actually, it was as she was going through her Arendelle speech that I sort of quickly took a picture of her. And, like, I was like a paparazzi, like, you're the one. I've got to take a picture of
you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, how fun. Okay,
so fun.
We'll put that on Facebook.
It'll be on Facebook. And she is Caitlin, like, cast member of the day. She was great.
Cast member of the day. Say hello to Caitlin if you're in the park.
Definitely inspired, clearly inspired a cast member of the day status, but also inspired, like, the tone for the day for me. Because I was like, yes, like, cookie and
but wait,
Arendelle.
No,
and
I have 50
magic.
Questions. I'm only going to ask a few. Did you like the cookie better than the raspberry chocolate cookie?
In my humble opinion, I would order the white chocolate raspberry. I think that cookie is just better. But it's almost because of the raspberry. Like, basically, the white chocolate chip cookie is the raspberry without the raspberry. Like, it's what... If you do, it's the same little white chocolate chunks. So,
and you need the raspberry.
And I mean, I like the. I was trying to do something different, and it was still so good, and definitely recommend. Caitlin was absolutely right that it was a little. It was, fluffy. It was crumbly. It was good.
That's awesome.
Those cookies are really good. Really, really good. Definitely a treat. Anyways, thanks so much for. Listening.
It sounds like you had a wonderful day, and congratulations, Caitlin, for cast member of the day, and we'll see you soon.
See you next week.
Right?
All right.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you in the parks.
Bye.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for